The deal between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany has been greeted enthusiastically in the UK, with academics saying the agreement is a confirmation of Iran's rights and sovereignty.
It's definitely a historic victory for Iran, for the Iranian people's fight for their nuclear rights as enshrined in the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So this fight has been going on for some 30 years, but the United States and its European allies have had to recognize Iran's rights for nuclear technology.
For members of the public, the deal is a welcome sign of improvement in the attitudes of Western lawmakers.
I think it was a brilliant thing because the last thing we need is war. So it's bringing us out of cold, as it was said, you know, in all newspapers. So yeah, very good deal. Very pleased.
It should have a very positive impact. Yes, so that sounds like a very good thing for the people of Iran, because I'm sure the people, the people don't want this situation. They don't want to be subject to sanctions.
Israel, however, has opposed the deal, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials slamming the agreement.
It was a big victory for diplomacy, but it was a massive defeat for all warmongers, whether in the Middle East or in Washington. So the neoconservatives in Washington, the Israeli regime.
Members of the public in the UK have reacted to the news that Iran has reached a deal with the P5 plus one positively. The British government, however, despite welcoming the news initially, have reacted by saying that Iran has been stopped from claiming a nuclear weapon, despite no evidence suggesting they were pursuing one in the first place. Analysts say this kind of scaremongering must stop if the deal is to be successful and trust is to be built on both sides. Issa Ali for Press TV in London.